I'm Austin Kim with these top stories. President Biden is defending the withdrawal from Afghanistan hours after the final U.S. troops left Kabul's airport, ending nearly 20 years of war.
We've been a nation too long at war. If you're 20 years old today, you've never known an America at peace. So I give you my word with all of my heart. I believe this is the right decision, a wise decision, and the best decision for America.
The president said the original counterterrorism mission morphed into a failed attempt at nation building in Afghanistan. President Biden said by the time he took office, the Taliban was in its strongest military position since 2001. He pointed to the Trump administration's peace deal with the group, which excluded the Kabul government and promised to pull all U.S. troops out by May 1st.
Previous administration's agreement said that if we stuck to the May 1st deadline that they had signed on to leave by, the Taliban wouldn't attack any American forces. But if we stayed, all bets were off. That was the choice, the real choice, between leaving or escalating. I was not going to extend this forever war.
President Biden himself extended the deadline to August 31st, the last 2 weeks marked by a dramatic airlift of more than 122,000 people from Kabul's airport. The president also said some 100 to 200 Americans, mostly dual Afghan citizens, are still in the country, some staying for family reasons, and he vowed to make sure they can leave Afghanistan safely if they choose to do so. Well, switching gears, Ida has claimed at least four lives, with Louisiana's governor warning the death toll will go up. And more than a million people in the region could face weeks without power in the sweltering bayou heat. In some places, generators are running on fumes and people are running out of water. On the West Coast, tens of thousands of Californians have evacuated their homes with several large fires burning. One of them is the Calder Fire, and it's threatening Lake Tahoe. Those along the lake's southern and western shores were ordered to leave with dry and windy conditions in the forecast. The fire has burned more than 191,000 acres and is just 16% contained. All of California's national forests will close at 11:59 tonight ahead of the Labor Day weekend. Mike Richards is out as executive producer of Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. Sony cited disruption and internal difficulties. Richards was supposed to replace the late Alex Trebek, but he stepped down as host after his past offensive and sexist comments surfaced. Richards did tape 1 week's worth of Jeopardy episodes. Those are still expected to air next month. I'm Austin Kim, and this is Newsy.